Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I wholeheartedly agree with him, man. It's nothing like watching cartoons. I mean, I used to watch The Wiggles, Dora the Explorer. Man, I could sing all the Wiggles songs, you name it, man. It was, and it didn't make me less than a man. It just made me connect more to my kids. I still go to wrestling. If y'all follow me, I always go to WWE pay-per-views with my son and all that other stuff. And those are the things and the bonds that you create with them. Well, what's your question, sir?
Hey, real quick, Steve. Okay, so, all right, this is my question. I was listening to you on the Red Line group. Okay, so if, okay, so I have a problem organizing paperwork.
Wait, okay.
I'm listening.
Wait a second, Josh. One second, sir. We'll bring you in 1 second. What's your name, sir?
Okay. Sean.
Okay, hold on 1 second, sir. We'll bring you in 1 second. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. All right. 937, you're on, sir. All right, 937, you're on, sir.
Okay, so go ahead. I have a problem organizing bills and paperwork. So, like, I've asked like somebody from my church sometimes to help me with it. Okay, but when dealing with people who help me with it, and usually women, they kind of treat it like almost a codependent relationship where they kind of talk. They, like, I can do it if somebody holds my hand or talks with me while I'm doing it, and kind of comforts me, but like doing it on my own,
yeah,
well, I have issues doing
call
it.
Call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Call it. Call it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, Sean, hold on. We're going to answer that question in a second, Sean. Give us 1 second.
Hello? Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Yo, yeah, Sean, hold on, Sean.
Okay.
Wait a second. All right, yeah, I totally agree. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I totally agree. I think what he should do is, again, for me, I was lucky. I was told to go take accounting classes when I was young and home economics and things like that, learn how to cook and sew. I was taught to learn how to do everything myself so I'd never have to rely on somebody else. And the important thing here is that it's not the fact that you can't do it. It's the fact that you're too stressed out by it. You can do it. It's just sitting back and writing down what are your bills versus what you make, and that's it. It's not as complicated as you seem, but when you push that on a woman, you're automatically going to lose her respect right there because she's thinking, how can a man, remember, I always talk about investments. If she's going to invest herself in you, what kind of return is she getting out of an investment on someone who can't handle his own money? And if he can't handle his own money, he probably can't handle himself. And if he can't handle himself, then why would I even want to be with him or have a baby by him? If I have a baby by him because he can't handle it, I'm going to take over. And then, I mean, it's a domino effect. The first thing you've got to do is basic adding and subtraction. It is not complicated. Getting all your bills together, because like I always say, as a king, you must have your hand in every single jar and you are head of every single jar. You must know all bills. Let me explain something to you. My woman knows accounting, okay? Taxes and all that other stuff. She's real good with that stuff. And I'm not saying I'm not, but I know she's better than me. But when we go out on our date nights on Friday night, if I want to look at the books, if I want to know what's going on, I'll see the book and I have a grand idea what's going on. Now, remember, I'm doling that out to her. I'm not giving it out to her. I'm allowing her to utilize things that are good in her. These are some of the reasons why I picked her in the first place. I can do it myself easily with my eyes closed. But she knows taxes better than I do. I don't know. I can be honest with you. I don't know much about taxes. But what I'm saying to you, caller, is this. You've got to be able to handle everything in your house before you bring somebody in your house. Thank you. No, DDJ, I agree with you, DDJ. I'm just saying, and I'll piggyback off what you're saying. This is what I tell guys. Before, again, a lot of people think I'm crazy when I tell them when I move in with a woman to get a joint bank account, and that's because all the bills are going to go into that bank account. She is not getting any of my money. Don't ask for any money. Don't ask for gas money. Your money is your money. My money is my money. And we are paying for bills and entertainment in a separate account. That's what I'm talking about when we get that. But then when it's time to go to engagement, the engagement phase, that's when I need to look at the books, DDJ. I need to know how much money you're bringing in, what you're spending, what your credit score is, and how much debt you have accumulated. Because I'm not taking on your debt. So you're going to have to be I need a responsible woman because I'm a responsible man. So you got to clean up your shit before you even get my name or my ring. That's what I was saying, brother. Well, Andy, like you said, everything that shines is in gold. I mean, yesterday was Friday the 13th, and I'll use that analogy for most communities. They're so busy telling everybody to keep going to Camp Crystal Lake, and they know there's a murderous maniac there, and they keep on doing it. And DDJ is absolutely right, but it's also why you've got to be able to challenge everybody by knowing what you are and what your values are. You can't just be, and again, like DDJ is right about everything he's saying, but just because a couple is presenting themselves as, you know, we have 2.5 kids, a dog, and a white picket fence, and a pie out the window, and we got our arm around each other, and we're the perfect couple, we're the Joneses, hi. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes of that household. So, again, Before you learn about the community of everybody else, learn about the community of you first. When you do that, you can never go wrong. Well, I think that I'm looking at it. I agree with all what y'all saying, but I'm saying that it's already happening now, and I really feel like it's women that have orchestrated a great chess move by placing who they created in certain areas and certain positions to get certain things that they want done. But I'll whittle it down a little bit. But case in point, look at this show right here that we're on right now. It's not the women that's trying to stop the man information of the community trying to get out. It is males, grass-eating lions, that are coming on here trying to represent mom and trying to take the information that this community is trying to give. And what they're doing is they're trying to protect mommy. And that's why someone came and asked about all the dislikes. Of course we're going to be disliked because mommy doesn't want that information to know that if she's around a man, she's got to submit. So what does she do? She creates what I call the Smiths, the Antichrist, and the agents. The guys that will come in here and smile in your face, but they don't want this information out. So I see where y'all are coming from, but I think it's already here. They've already, I mean, if y'all see, like I said, I watch football. Y'all watched Cam Newton the other day with a scarf over his head like he was Harriet from 1950. You can see it's already happening. They have already integrated themselves into our boys to make them think that it's okay to be more feminine than masculine. But you also see it with all these people that have been in the chat room trying to sway us men. See, the thing they don't understand is you can't sway a man. It just shows how much of a bitch you are. But what they don't understand is they're coming in because they're doing it for mom. See, everybody, think about magic. Magic is all about the trick of the hand, right? You're watching this, but you ain't watching this. So what's happening is a lot of people are focusing on women, but they're not seeing that it's other males, not men, other males coming in and trying to prevent men like us to get the information out. So I think it's already happening. They are in here. They don't want the information out, and they're working for women. That's the whole. See, people don't understand this. People think, you know, Mr. Male book writer and Mr. Car driver and all the motherfuckers, cake ass motherfuckers over there. They think they got their best interest, but they don't understand that they're working for the women. They're not working for you to be a man. They're trying to decoy you and defame you by the sleight of hand. But you don't see the magic that they're doing. And I didn't mean to go in the soapbox, but I'm just saying, I think y'all are right what you're saying, but I think it's happening right here. And like I say, we notice it because we're men. We can see. But a lot of these young men are so trustworthy, and they think because a man is telling them something that what he's saying is right. That's all I want to say on that thing.